We had a nice, riveting conversation about tsunderes and yandere, finding out
Yes.
who the masochists in the room are, and apparently yandere is more acceptable than tsundere, which I like to say that I started that trend.
Listen, I would just say, would you rather have somebody kill other people for you or, like, be mean to you?
Yeah, I'm like, bitch, I love the epitome of love is killing someone else for you.
And basically, like,
let's put that on a fucking shirt.
And I would say that depending on which one you say, you are either the masochist or the sadist.
That's true. I see that. I see that. Yeah. Yeah. Either way, you need like, literally, we were talking about this. We're like, we all need some fucking trauma. We all need trauma. And then Natalie, you and I were like, we've already started that process. Everyone else in the car was like, yeah, I need to get on that.
Trauma?
Trauma. Therapy.
You're like, we all need trauma.
And you're like, hold up. Hold up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Guys, we all need some trauma in our life. How else are you going to enjoy it?
Yeah, honestly, we all need therapy. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Bingers Anime Edition. As always, I'm your host, Mo.
And I'm Maddie, and this is just a little podcast that talks about different animes with our fellow weebs out there. So, Mo, we're back.
We are back.
It's been a whirlwind of a couple days.
Not on a crazy schedule anymore.
Oh, are you not on a crazy schedule anymore?
I said we're not on a crazy schedule anymore.
Yeah. Because I have officially graduated from college.
Woo!
Yeah! I know. It's crazy. It's crazy.
How does it feel?
Well, okay. So, honestly, yesterday, because Mo came up yesterday with a couple friends. Our HR director was there. It was great. Everybody was there. And pretty much our entire D&D group was there. It was fantastic. It was a good time. And, like, yesterday, it was just such a whirlwind. Like, oh, my gosh, Mo. Last night, I fell asleep at, like, 9 o'clock. I felt so bad. I was at Luke's house, and I just fell asleep while we were watching Your Name. I was like,
oh, yeah.
I was so tired. And, like, because it was just crazy, like, trying to manage my family, all the events, getting everywhere, communication. Ooh-hoo.
Mm-hmm.
Whoo.
Oof. Probably also, too, because you had a couple drinks in you as well.
Again, that was also part of it. I drank a lot yesterday. But yeah, dude, so it didn't really hit me yesterday. And then last night I was talking to my roommate about how we feel about our family. So that was a good little therapy session because we were, like, both exhausted after that day. But this morning I literally, like, kind of halfway woke up. I'm like, oh, shit, I need to get up so I can go to studio and work on my project. And then I was like, wait. I don't have a project to work on. I don't have studio to go to. I don't know what to do.
What is life?
I was like, what is happening? And so I kind of just rolled back over and fell back asleep and slept till like 9. And I was like, and then I woke up and I was like, okay, I guess I'm just going to kill the next 4 hours until Mo and I record. I really don't know what I'm supposed to do today.
In all honesty, if you wanted to record earlier, we totally could have.
I know. But I was just thinking, I was like, oh, I'm just going to sit here, I guess. I'll do some laundry, maybe. I was like, yeah, I'll do some laundry. I'm like, oh, I'll drip dry. I'm like, okay, well, maybe I can find some apartments. And I'm like, well, I already found 4 apartments last week and sent that to my roommates and my mother. And they're like, oh, this is great. I'm like, cool, we just need to apply. And I can't do anything about that yet. And I was like, I guess I can plan a D&D campaign in my free time. I don't know what to do. And so it's just been one of those things. I'm like, I'm getting really anxious because I don't know what to do with myself.
That's kind of like how I felt when I, like, officially got done with the program.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was like, I literally don't have any school left. And, like, I feel like I should be doing something, and I'm not. It was just, it's a rough time for a minute, because you're like, man, this feels kind of freeing, because I'm not doing anything, but then again, it's like, man, I have all of this anxiety because I feel like I should be doing something and I'm not.
And that's literally what it is. And I have 2 months off.
Yeah, I took about a month off. But and like by the end of that first month, I was like, I'm going to go fucking insane if I don't go do something.
And that's how I feel. So I'm like, Mo and I have a plan. We're going to fucking go to the gym. We're going to fucking figure out a hair care and skincare routine because we, God knows from last week's episode, we need to figure that one out. I'm going to plan a lot of D&D shit. I'm just going to deep dive into this podcast and just start planning and like editing and promoting and monetizing. And I'm like, yeah, figure some shit out. Mo, wait, speaking of podcasts, mm-hmm. I have a new podcast idea.
Okay.
I was that TikTok I sent to you, and I sent it to you and Natalie was like, podcast idea? And I was like, we could, the three of us could make this into a podcast. And Mo, you know what I'm going to say. So hear me out, fans. Let us know if this is something you'd be interested in. What if us, the three of us, read fan fiction chapters to each other? Not necessarily just fan fiction. We could read ACOTAR out loud to each other. And just get your reactions. Maybe not ACOTAR because I'm pretty sure we'd get sued or something. But, like, can you imagine? Like, we just pick the smuttiest Omegaverse fanfiction we can find.
Listen, we could do ACOTAR fanfiction.
Oh, we can. Oh, we're going to... I'm just saying...
Because let me tell you, there's a lot.
Experience.
There is a lot.
And then, Mo, what if we got one of our other friends to join that have never read fanfiction before? And just start reading things out loud. Like, if you're confused, just stop us. They're like, what is nodding? And be like, let us explain it to you.
Well, it'd have to be the smuttiest, like, kinkiest, like, Omegaverse, thing in the world. And be like, yeah, this is totally normal.
But it also needs to be of, like, characters they know. So, like, My Hero Omegaverse. Ooh, so, like, our friends would be like, why are you ruining Todoroki this way?
I've heard of a couple Omegaverse.
Well, I've read a couple, and I'm like, let me tell you.
My Hero.
Ooh, it gets spicy. And then we have to add some Empreg in there. Oh, Mo, I think it's a podcast idea.
Empreg?
Do some BTS Empreg.
You realize, though, that we're going to have to explain the entirety of Omegaverse?
Oh, that's going to be the first episode. It's just going to be us trying to explain a Megaverse to our friend who's like, what the fuck is happening?
Like, and then they're still probably not going to be able to understand the whole entirety of a Megaverse.
It would be fantastic. We'd be like, okay, we're just going to read this chapter and we'll read it out loud to you. And stop us whenever you have a question or if we need to unpack something. We'll be like, and they're like, And then that morning I could feel the heat. The pheromones were in the air and I could tell that my Omega was in heat. And then they'll be like, what the fuck is an Omega? What is heat? What are the pheromones? What is going on here? I'll be like, oh, sweet.
His slick.
And then there'll be things that you and I don't know, and we'll be like, we're going to have to Google this. We're like, what the fuck is this?
What does this mean?
We wouldn't even get through one chapter for our first episode. We would just be like, what the hell? And then we go on so many tangents, we'd be like, let me tell you, this can get spicy combined with these things. And be like,
Yes.
Yes. But yeah, that just a podcast, side podcast idea, I'm just saying.
But maybe it could be like a every once in a while episode on here or something.
Oh, God, no. We're going to have to keep that exclusively separate from this podcast. We can't we can't blur those lines, Mo. We can't blur those lines. No.
Look, we've already teased it on this podcast.
Hey.
Several times.
Then we deliver in a different podcast. I'm just saying. Now that I have this overabundance of free time, I don't know what to fucking do with myself.
Yeah, it's rough.
But yeah, Mo, so you came up to the Stillwater yesterday. How did it feel to be back in this town?
I would have liked to have stayed for a little bit longer, but I wish I didn't have other plans that night.
The fucking nutcracker. And not the nutcracking you'd like to see.
Yeah, I was like... absolutely exhausted, though. I was like, man, this driving fucking sucks.
Yeah.
I was like, but at least I'm not having to drive for 4 hours. It's like only 3 because I came from Tulsa.
Yeah. I had a good time with you.
I had a great time.
Wasn't the ceremony just so interesting?
Oh my gosh, don't even get me started on that. Freaking congressman literally like filibustering the whole entire time.
Yeah. What did you say? You were like, you texted me and you're like, did this man just say 15 minutes?
Well, like, I looked over at Luke and I was like, did this congressman just say that he was going to talk for 15 minutes? Luke looked at me and he was like, yeah. And I was like, I got to confirm with somebody else, too, that they heard that. And so I texted you and I was like, did he say that he was going to talk for 15 minutes? And you were just like, I don't know. I haven't been paying attention.
I was like, I know this is my graduation. I've just been goofing off in the back. And we've been talking with our professor about how we should have brought a flask in because we all needed to, we needed to drink at that point.
Right?
Jesus.
That's how it'd be awful. Like, can you imagine about how long mine was, though?
Oh, God. It was yours, like, significantly longer?
Well, because it was, like, after they lifted the restriction on COVID and all of the other graduates that didn't get to, like, walk at graduation were allowed to, like, come back and walk.
Oh, my God.
And it was in Gallagher, Iba.
Oh.
That was how many?
No. That's a lot of people.
There were so many people.
Oh, my gosh.
I think it took, like, an hour and a half just to get through everybody.
Oh, my word. Yeah, that... Guys, graduation is not fun. It's for your parents.
Go to a small college.
Right? It's just not worth it.
Go to a small college where you're, like... graduating class is like 30.
yeah gosh. But hey, I did it. I still don't know what I still hasn't quite hit. I don't think it's really gonna hit until I leave Stillwater, but
just wait until after a couple days and you haven't done anything and like except like go to work, you know, and you're like, I feel like I need to be working on homework or something when I get home.
That is like... literally what it is. I'm like, oh, I need to do homework. I need to do homework. I need to do homework. I need to work on my portfolio. I need to start applying for jobs. I need to find housing. And I'm like, I've already done all these things.
You're like, now I sit on the couch and watch TV.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't
like,
know.
What is what my life?
Yeah.
But, I feel that.
Dude, I had so much fun yesterday with you guys. Also, my family being got a little testy there a couple times, but we had a damn good time. The five of us.
We had a good time. I think we did. So guess what's happening on Friday?
Ooh, what's happened on Friday, Mo?
Ethan's taking me on a do-over date.
Oh, because you overslept the first one?
since I slept for 3 hours and missed the other one.
Well, that's sweet of him. I feel like you should have been the one taking him on a do-over date, but you know, that's okay.
Well, I think he was just upset that I was upset about the whole situation, because really, in reality, it was like him taking me to Rhema.
I don't know what that is, but okay.
It's like the church that has all the Christmas lights and stuff.
Oh,
like that,
gotcha.
You know? Because I told him that I really wanted to go do that, and we had made plans to go do that on Friday, and I was just going to pay for dinner, because he had paid for dinner, like, all week.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I was kind of, like, upset when I got to his house, you know, because I was like, well, we're not going to have a chance to go do it again, because this weekend's Christmas, you know, and I was like, and then I have to work, and it's just, you know... And so he was like, well, let's just go next Friday. And I was like, but it's Christmas. We're both busy. And he was like, no, it's not. It's the 23rd. And I was like, really? And he was like, yeah. He's like, I'll take you out on the 23rd and blah, 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 blah. Like, he's like, I promise. Like, he's like, I just wanted to spend time with you. That's all I want. He's like, I don't really care what we do. And I was like, I know, but I just wanted to be romantic under the Christmas lights.
Oh, that's very sweet. There's always next year, too.
Yeah. But it's so far away.
That's true.
But it's okay, because we went to BJ's, and we spent quite a bit of money.
Yeah.
And
you got too many drinks.
Yeah.
As per usual.
Funny experience.
Oh, speaking of experience, I have a D&D one-shot idea that I might be doing on Tuesday.
Ooh.
And I literally what I did was I got on Google, was like, D&D one-shot generator, and I went through a couple options and kind of picked my favorite things. I'm kind of thinking of, I will probably make the characters ahead of time for them, just to make it easier. Mm-hmm. But making them, like, part of a family mafia that has to protect a cemetery. Or, like, a graveyard for...
Ooh.
An enchanted graveyard, for whatever reason. Haven't decided yet. And then there's a witch that has fallen in love with one of the characters. And that they have to, like, do a heist or something. I don't know. I haven't decided. Or there's a chase scene. Or maybe they have to fight, like, a cult in the graveyard or something. I don't know.
Ooh.
But I feel like it would be kind of fun. Because I feel like it can bring some really goofy personalities out.
Uh-huh.
And then just,
like, it would be really fun.
It just could be, like, real goofy. The, or, and I also saw some cool ideas. What if there's, like, a time limit? Like, like there's a real-life time limit. Like, only 4 hours. Because a curse or something is enacted. And then, like, something happens.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to find,
Ooh.
Like, an item in the graveyard. And before, like, the time runs out. Or their tavern burns down. Or something. Like, there's, like, a...
Not the tavern!
Not the leaky cauldron! You know? You know, not the cavern. And then, you know, I feel like that's just like a real goofy one that could be really fun.
Because I always like, wanted to do one.
It could start off at like a funeral. They could be like disrupting a funeral. Like they could be like, they've got rumors that this funeral is actually like a ceremony. And so they have to go and like disrupt like an innocent funeral, but they go disrupt the wrong one, you know? And they,
uh-huh.
And then the cultists show up. They're like, you assholes, you know, like you just ruined that little girl's funeral. You know, like she died of fucking... Tuberculosis. Yes, tuberculosis is the disease of the locust in the lung, you know?
Tuberculosis.
Like, no, tuberculosis. That's what it is in this fantasy world.
Tuberculosis.
But I could also do like a modern setting. Could be kind of fun. Never done that
Ooh.
Before. I have ideas, Mo. I got ideas.
You know what I've always wanted to do?
What?
Where like everyone starts off with like a blank sheet of paper.
Yeah.
And everybody's character has amnesia.
Oh, no.
And throughout, like, the campaign, your character has to figure out who they are.
Yeah.
So, like, you fill stuff in along the way.
That's also a really fun idea. Mo. So many fun ideas.
So many fun ideas, so much more time now.
So much more time to plan, like, 17 one-shots. And so many times, like, I want to do a D&D one-shot, but, like, I got you, fam. Do you want dinosaurs? Do you want future? Do you want isekai? Do you want Attack on Titan? I got it all. Do you want time travel? Do you want to do the Avengers?
You want to do multi-dimensional?
Let's do it. Do you want to just be random innocent civilians while the Avengers are taking on the like monsters in New York City, and then you just have to survive while the Hulk goes smashing around?
You want to have a tea party? Here.
We got it. Murder mystery. Could be fun. Could be a good time.
Yes.
But yeah. Sorry, Mo, for the nonsensical rambles. I feel like maybe we should get into this episode.
I think we should, too.
Sorry, there was a long pause there.
You're good. I honestly had to think about what I was going to say.
Okay, well, I'm proud that you agreed that we should review this episode. Okay.
I was trying to process what you said, and it was not
Mo
processing.
Is struggling today. But Mo, what are we reviewing today? Are you capable of figuring that one out?
Yes, we are reviewing an anime called Over the Moon for You.
Yes, and it's surprisingly cute with the strangest premise I've ever seen in the first episode.
I did not like it as much as you did.
Okay, that's fair. I didn't like it until after episode 6.
I don't know, even still, I'm just... still kind of like, it's okay. Like, it's not the best thing.
Well,
I'm
not in a relationship, and I'm a hopeless romantic, so any type of romance for me, it makes me like, oh my god, it's so cute! I want it! And Mo's over here like, no, I'm happy where I'm at. I don't need this in my life.
Well, that's not it. I think just that, like, my preferences. Your tune has
really changed since you started dating. I'm just saying. Your tune and outlook on romance. Do you even like Nozaki-kun anymore? Probably not. It's probably too weird for you.
What?
Yeah, saying.
No, I just... My preferences in anime have changed quite a bit just over the last couple of years.
That's
fair. I do like romance. I just find it really boring sometimes.
That's fair. You're romanced out because you got it in,
like,
real life.
The romance definitely has to have some sort of, like, other element to it, like a fantasy or like a historical element to it. Like, just two people will just... In modern day life, just see, it's very boring.
You're like, this ain't it, Chief. This ain't it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm over here so deprived of romance. I'm like, oh, it's so cute. While also being so incredibly unhealthy at the same time.
And, like, I don't know, like, slice of life is just, it's hit or miss. You know?
That's fair.
And, like, there's only, like, a few shows that have been able to do slice of life, like, very well.
That's fair. I mean, because, like, just for us, like, for me, slice of life, I've really enjoyed, like, Hyoka was one of my favorite slice of lives. It was, like, the mystery, but it had this huge mystery aspect, and it was really pretty, and so I understand what you mean. Like, it needs another little spazzazz. Like, apparently Your Name is supposed to be, like, really freaking good. It is a romance, I think.
Oh, I love Your Name.
Yeah, I slept through half of it, so I honestly could not tell you.
It's great. You should definitely watch it.
I should.
It definitely has, like, a supernatural element to it.
Gotcha.
So but, it keeps you
interested. I'm sorry, I knocked over. Ah! What's happening?
Oh my gosh, are you doing okay?
I knocked over my mic. I'm sorry, everybody. Did I accidentally exit out of Audacity? No, it's still there. Okay, we're good. We still got the episode. But yeah, what were you saying, Mo? Sorry, before I knocked over my mic.
I'm not gonna lie, I do not remember.
I don't either.
The chaos started happening.
The chaos. I'm sorry. I'm a mess. I'm a recent college graduate, and I don't know what I'm doing.
What I'm doing?
It's time to work on your mental health. My roommate got sick. Post-project illness.
All right, I think I'm going to do proto-info.
Yeah,
now.
Sorry. Yeah, we don't need to listen to me anymore.
So, the anime we are reviewing is Over the Moon for You, or also called Fly Me to the Moon.
That's two very different connotations. Like, Fly Me to the Moon is like implying that you're an astronaut. Over the Moon for You implies romance. So, which one is it? Are you more astronaut-focused?
I think...
Or are you more romance-focused?
I think the, direct translation from the manga is Fly Me to the Moon, but I think, like, the English...
Oh, well, we decided to change it. Of course we did. Okay. Sure. Continue. I'll allow it.
All right. So, Over the Moon for You was directed by Hiroshi Ikehata. The music is by Endo. Studio is Seven Arcs. The original run for the show was October 3rd of 2020, and it is ongoing.
Wait, it's the anime is going right now?
Yeah. It says October 3rd, 2020 to the present.
Oh, cool. Good to know.
So it's still ongoing. It's got 12 episodes and 2 OVAs.
Yes. I watched one of the OVAs. I could not get to watch the second one because it was not dubbed yet. And I only watched the dub because I was watching it at work and I normally don't like romance. So, well.
Yes, maybe I feel that.
It's more than normal. But, yeah, and I can do a quick synopsis for everyone if you have finished up, Mo.
Yes, I am done.
Okay, so I'm winging it like I normally do.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much, I would describe this anime in a few words as a synopsis. Boy hates his name, so he decides that he will try to be something greater than life itself because he wants to rise above NASA. Literally, his name is NASA, and he wants to rise above that. Whatever. His parents must hate him, literally. And then he's studying for exams. He's like, I am determined to be the smartest student ever, and I'm going to do amazing things in life. And then he sees a beautiful girl, and he's like, oh, my God, a girl. Let me just foolishly walk in the middle of a busy street, like every anime character does in the first episode of any romance. And you know what happens, Mo? He gets yoinked by a fucking truck. Like, yes. Every... I'm like, oh, is this going to be another Zombieland saga? You know, like, where are we going to go with this?
In fact, actually, this is how every reincarnation historical manhwa, romance manhwa starts.
Well, good to
They
know.
Get hit by a truck.
You know? Actually, real quick, side note. Our listeners from Japan, do people get hit by trucks all the time? Like, is that just a common occurrence? Like, are people just getting hit by trucks constantly?
It is the catapult into another life.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just, like, Maddie. Wondering, like, I know, but, like, everyone is, like, getting hit by trucks. It's, like, is it just a trope, or is it just, like, an actual problem, like, in Japan? Like, do they have an issue with people jumping in front of trucks?
Or is it a truck trope, or is it a problem?
Like, oh, my God. I'm, like, do you not have stop signs? Do you not have common sense? I'm, like, y'all are so safe on your subways and everything else. Like, what is going on in the streets? I'm, like, oh, my God. So, just, like, Jesus Christ.
People aren't made for the streets.
Yeah, they really aren't. Especially high schoolers that keep jumping in front of them. Like, oh my God. Okay, sorry. Back on track. Pretty much, boy jumps in front of truck. Girl decides to jump in front of truck for him and somehow blocks the blow and is, like, uninjured and unharmed while he's, like, almost dying. And then, magically, apparently adrenaline's, like, a miracle drug in this world. Because adrenaline makes him run on two broken legs to go bank this woman he fell in love with. And she's like, you need to go to, like, a hospital because, like... You literally are about to die. These are life-threatening injuries. And he's like, but no, I had to thank you. And I love you. And she's like, oh, well, if you want to take me on a date, you're going to have to marry me first. And then he passes out because...
You have to go on a date.
Yeah, if you want to go on a date with me, you're going to have to marry me first. Bitch, that is not how dating works. That is not how... And I know that's not a cultural difference. That is just not how it works. But then boy passes out because... Two broken legs and life-threatening injuries. Apparently, adrenaline has worn off whenever he was offered marriage. And he said, yeah, sure. And then passed out. Couldn't find this girl for 3 years. Could not find her anywhere. So you know what he does to try to find her? Stops going to high school. Because, you know, I mean, that actually is kind of realistic. Getting hit a life-threatening, like, you know, a near-death experience does kind of make you change your way lifestyle. But then he just starts doing a bunch of customer service jobs and to hope to see a glimpse of her. I'm like, bitch, look her up in the phone book or something. Or, like... Go knocking house to house. That would have been faster than your method. Whatever.
Also, the fact of, like, when he met this girl, she was 13 years old.
Hey, shh. He was 15. So.
Was he?
It's both yeah. Uncomfy.
But still, he, like, saw this 13-year-old and he was like, you're the love of my life.
Hey, 13 and 15... Isn't that weird of an age difference? At least he wasn't 18, okay?
I feel like when you put them together and you don't say the age, it's okay. But when, as soon as you say, like, a 15-year-old is dating a 13-year-old,
well, also the 13-year-old's
sounds...
like, how about you marry me? And I'm like, okay.
Everybody just a little bit too horny in this show.
No, they're like the opposite of horny. They're just like, I want to get married. They're not even having sex.
Did
they're just
you...
Getting...
No, did you watch? Did we watch the same show? Because, oh my God.
Okay, they're not horny. They just get flustered a lot because of how cute the other is being.
Some of the stuff that they said, though, I'm like, that's a little sus.
I mean, there was some. Okay, they're married. They had some aggressive makeout sessions. They're married, though, and it's acceptable. It's more the side characters that are super fucking horny. They're like, oh, I want to see you guys have sex. I'm like, whoa, you're 15. Calm down.
Calm yourself down.
I'm like, woman, get a hold of yourself. Also,
madam.
Also, this 15-year-old girl is just walking into the bathhouse and staring at this 18-year-old guy's dick. And I'm just like, that is so not okay. There is something wrong with that picture.
Yeah. Like,
We'll unpack that in a little bit. But anyway, but then pretty much 3 years later, he turns 18. Like, the day he turns 18, she's like, hello, husband. Let's get married. I already have the registration information. They literally go at the middle of the night to a registration thing, get officially married, and then she moves in.
Yeah. Basically.
Yeah, she didn't even know, he didn't even know her name. It was just like, what? And then the entire anime is just about them, like, falling in love with each other after getting married.
Yeah. I mean, I'm gonna be very honest with you. I have been wondering the entire time, like, how she found him.
Okay, Mo, I have a theory. I have a theory.
Okay.
I think she's immortal. I don't think she's actually 15 at all. I think she's, like, over 300 years old.
Makes sense.
They keep dropping subtle hints towards that.
Yeah.
Like, a lot. Of, like, she's like, oh, wow, good old blah, 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 blah. Would have loved this back in the day. And he's like, that's an oddly specific reference from 200 years ago of an architect right. We don't even know existed. And she's like,
or
oh,
when they were, like, going to look at, like, old buildings and stuff, and he was like, man, like, I can't believe it's not here anymore, blah, 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 blah. And she was like, it used to be here. And it's like, what?
And she's like, literally, like, she's having, like, World War II flashbacks, like, looking off in the distance. And I'm like, girl. And he's just like, wow, she has, like, a weirdly good memory for someone that doesn't like old buildings. And then she's, like, really good at retro game. I don't know, Mo. That's my theory.
She's really good at cooking, too.
Yeah.
Like, anything.
Anything. She's just really good at everything. And I'm like, And then everyone's like, she's just an exceptional person. And I'm like, this is a little sussy. I was like,
a bit suspicious.
And she has, like, a moon rock. Like, an actual rock from the moon. I'm like, girl, you're hiding some secrets.
Like, I don't... And the fact that, like, all of her maids and, like, her sister keep, like, saying that she's special.
Yeah, and he's so... Okay, he comes, like, the main character, he comes off as, like, not spectacular, but he actually is in the end. Like,
yeah.
But, which is interesting.
Like, he's, like, really smart, you know? Yeah, stupid, but, like...
Yeah, but I will say the dynamic of the show is super... The premise is so weird. The first episode is just like, what the fuck am I watching? But it is interesting because it's a nice change from the normal, typical romance because they get married and then fall in love. And so there's a lot of weird, like, quirky, like, jokes and stuff of, like, hello, husband, hello, wife, hello, darling. And they're like, oh, are you guys having sex? And they're like, what? No. And they're like, well, you're married, so you can. Which you can if you're not married, I'm just saying. But, like, it's not like...
It's just so funny how they're literally encouraging the 16 and 18-year-old to have sex. They're like, so when are you going to do it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, leave them alone.
Like, let them move at their own pace. Gosh darn it.
Like, man, they just kissed for the first time not too long ago.
With tongue.
Yeah.
That's like, all you're getting, crap. Okay? Oh, the makeout scenes were really weird, though. They made me really uncomfortable. I don't know why.
Yeah.
They were just like, there was a lot of saliva, and I was like, am I watching the Hunger Games again? That infamous Hunger Games scene of the kiss with the trail of saliva connecting the two with the sunrise behind it. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
When Gale and Katniss kiss each other, and they kiss, and there's just so much liquid between the two, and it's just, it makes me so uncomfortable.
I'm gonna have to go find that scene or something, because I have no idea what the fuck you're talking
about. I remember in middle school, when I was in journalism, and people were talking about that scene, and I was like, And then, they're like, when they were having their makeout scenes at 4 o'clock in the morning, they were like, tongue, and they're like, and then he was getting frisky. He was getting frisky a couple scenes.
Yes.
He was like, oh, sorry.
See, I told you.
And she's like, whoa, no, stop. And he's like, I'm sorry. When you're just that cute, I can't help myself. And I'm like,
I can't help myself. This is getting dangerously close to non-consensual.
And he's like, but we're married. And I'm like, nope.
That doesn't mean anything.
You're not property. You are not owned.
She is not a slave.
But yeah, anything else about the story that we should talk about? Or should we just talk about the characters?
I think we should just talk about the characters. I mean, the story is just honestly really straightforward. It's just slice of life and them going on throughout their day trying to figure out how to be a married couple.
Yeah. But
which is cute.
Okay, that is cute. That part is like, we need to find wedding rings, but we have to buy them. And she's like, no, they're expensive and we don't need it. And we're already married, so why do we need them? And he's like, but let's find some.
Exactly.
And he's like, okay, I'll cough up the money for it. And she's like, no, no, you will not cough the money up for this. We'll get the cheapest ass rings we can find.
Also, I hate the fact that, like, he instantly fell in love with her at first sight.
Yeah.
And then continued to be in love with her for 3 years without knowing her name.
Yep. Okay, no, that actually isn't uncommon, because that would have been hero syndrome. If someone saves your life, there's a psychological thing that takes place where you fall in love with them sometimes. And I actually, out of everything in the first episode, that was the only problem. Like, that kind of makes sense. Given you usually move on with it from it for like 6 months. But like, Mo, if I saved your life, well, you might break up with Ethan and start dating me. I'm just saying.
I don't know.
You'd just be like, fuck you.
I feel like eventually people would move on from that, though.
Yeah, but not if your name is NASA and you have nothing else going for you.
But I was just like... And the fact, like, then how she found him again after 3 years, and I'm just kind of like, where'd you come from?
Well, she's super rich and probably immortal.
Stalking him.
Probably. Probably. But anyway, Mo, would you like to talk about the first character?
Yes, we'll talk about NASA.
Yep. How do you feel about him?
He's okay. I feel like he's very much a plain Jane.
Oh,
when it 100%. Comes to, like, male leads.
Well, I mean, when it comes to looks, personality, image, characteristics, personality, all of it, plain Jane.
Well, it's just, like, he's, like, one of those, like, characters and stuff that, like, all of the women are obsessed with, and you're like, why?
It's because we want to be obsessed over Mo, and... We know that it'll never happen because nobody obsesses over another person like that.
Yeah, that I'm just
like even if you're attractive and hot and like a movie star, you still don't have a harem of every woman you come across just falling in love with you. Of all ages.
I don't know. I'm just with shows like this, I'm just kind of like, why?
Yeah.
He literally has nothing going for him other than he's nice.
But isn't that how most harems are? Like, the male lead doesn't have really anything going for him half the time, and all these girls just fall in love with him because he's decently nice?
Because harem animes are geared more towards men.
That's true.
And the whole point of, like, harem stuff like that is to say that the most plainest guy in the world can get the most beautiful women.
Yeah, and it's so not
and
true.
They'll all fight over him.
And that never happened. Okay, listeners, please comment to us if that has ever happened to you. And I would love for you to... We will kick you on as a guest on this podcast if that has happened to you. We will do a whole episode talking about your harem experience because, y'all, I'll be honest, I've never had a harem experience. I've never had one. And I mean,
I've never had a harem experience.
Yeah, I'm not, like, ugly. And I'm, like, sometimes nice. And, like, decently passionate. Occasionally. And I'm, like, I don't have a harem. I mean, I don't really have anyone chasing over me either. So, like... I'm a plain Jane, and I don't got it. Well, I'm not really a plain Jane. I got some weird, quirky hobbies, but, like...
It's just... I mean, that's the whole point, though, of, like, harem anime. Like, this isn't a harem, but it's kind of, like, bordering on a harem.
Yeah.
Just because all of the characters are female, and he is the only male character.
Yeah, like, you're not wrong. There is literally no other male characters. I just realized that. Except for his dad, which is not trying to fuck his son. Thank God.
But it's like his dad was in like one episode.
And it was fucking awkward and weird.
Well, and he was like barely even in that episode.
Yeah.
But it's like there are no other male characters in this show.
Well.
So it is bordering on a harem. But yeah, he's very plain Jane. He's very academically smart.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is he street smart? Absolutely not, because he doesn't realize that rice can be made in a pot.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's street smarts. I think it's just technology is like, he represents the modern technology and all that, where she represents the old school. And so, like, he doesn't realize you can make stuff in a pot because he just uses a rice cooker. Like, he puts everything on the cloud. Yeah. He's like a techie person.
Yeah.
Which ends up working out for them when their apartment burns down.
Yeah, exactly. But it's still just, you know, he's an okay character.
He's okay. Like,
definitely.
It's not like Subaru, where I hated Subaru. Because he represents a character in a harem where he's super nerdy and really weeby, and he represents the dorky side of things. And that appeals to an audience of that kind of people. Where in reality, that also probably won't happen. Sorry, guys. But NASA, it represents a nice guy with nothing else going for him, but just a generally decent person, and the harem attracting to that. And I'm more okay with that. Like, I'm like, okay, yeah, like, that's annoying and not realistic, but also, like, it's not a bad lesson. Like, it's not bad.
It's definitely more realistic than the other one.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think Mo and I are on the same page on that. Like, he's kind of insufferable.
Yeah, he's just, like, one of those characters that I'm just like, can you get off the screen for just a little bit?
It's not that bad for me. Like, when he's on it, I'm like, eh, okay. I definitely enjoyed more of the interactions with side characters. Like, those moments were way more entertaining.
I thought so as well. But, that's our main protagonist, or one of our main protagonists.
Yes, and I'll talk about the other one, which is the wife, whose name I cannot remember. Yukasa's interesting. So, like, at first, I really hated her. Because, what's that, Mo? What was that?
You keep saying her name wrong.
Yukasa?
It's Tsukasa.
Oh, it's Tsukasa. Sorry. So, Tsukasa starts off, for me, like, super bland. Like, I'm just confused the whole time. I'm like, who are you, woman? What do you want? What is your motives? Like, you're demanding this man to marry you. What is the trauma? What are you running from? Who are you hiding from? Like, what is happening? So, the first
three
episodes...
Are you part of the mafia?
Right? Like, the first three episodes, I'm like, when's the foot gonna drop, you know? Like, when is... it's not foot. When's the shoe gonna drop? Can you imagine it? When's the other foot gonna drop? Anyway, sorry. So I'm like, when's shit gonna hit the fan? But then, like, she grows on me because she shows a lot of her quirky sides, and, like, she is really cute from time, like, how she gets excited about certain things and gets passionate about, like, video games and, like, manga and, like, history. And then she has the thousand-yard stare every other episode, and I'm like, whoa, wait, can we unpack that? NASA, why aren't you investigating this more? Like, this is something you should be looking into. And he's just like, oh my god, she knows so much about history. That's so weird and quirky. She's so cute. I'm like, right? bitch, oh, red flag.
She's had so many, like, flashbacks acting like she's been to a certain place.
Right.
That's not there anymore, and he hasn't been like, that's a little... odd.
That's a little suspicious. Yeah.
No, but I liked it too when they started showing, like, her quirkier side, and, like, that she really likes movies and, like, manga and, like, all that kind of... I was like, oh, that's kind of not something that I was expecting.
I really liked her character development. I mean, I would argue it's development. Like, she starts showing more aspects of herself the longer the show went. And I like this because that's more realistic to what a relationship should be. You should not be showing everything from day one. It should be a slow burn.
Exactly.
Because Mo and I are suckers for a good slow burn. Friends to lovers, slow burn.
I am not, but I actually hate slow burn.
I love slow burns. Yeah, you're more of an enemies to lover, fast burn.
I like stuff to get hot and steamy fast.
Oh my god, Mo. Like, Mo really is the horny,
like,
virgin.
I want you to say that you hate each other and then rip each other's clothes off. In the same scene.
And I want to read 350,000 words of, oh, we're friends, now roommates, living together. Oh my god, Bakugo kind of is talking to Deku now, and I don't know what I like. And and I'm like, I'm gonna just like work out more to deal with my struggle. I'm like, oh, I don't love him. No, I don't. And then like, actually, I do. Now I don't know how to talk about it. Let me talk about it for 5 more chapters with my other friend that I used to be lovers with. And then like, finally, you kind of confess it, and then you wait for the next update to happen, and it hasn't happened yet.
I would literally die.
Yeah. I love it. I love it, Mo. I love it so much. That's what I want. But you also know how...
I want within like 3 chapters them to have declared their love and then go from there.
See, that's boring for me. I think it's the journey to that point.
Nah, I kind of like stuff that comes after that, you know?
See, I like in TV, like, I don't like The Office, but I do like Jim and Pam's relationship because it is a multiple season burn. And I like that. Because the payoff is so much more, Mo. When they finally have that sexy time, you're like, oh my god, this has been 350,000 words of build-up. Not to mention the source material it's based off of. And since it's canon, it's not. It's all canon. It's like it uses like the source material, so I can use all that information.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just saying.
You're hilarious. Yeah,
that's Tsukasa. Mo, would you like to talk about any of the other characters?
Yes.
I have to actually look it up because I can't remember the characters' names. God, my hair is...
Yes.
Look at this fucking hair, Mo. I've been struggling.
It is in your face.
I'm sorry.
All right, so let's do Kaname Arusagawa.
Oh my god, this bitch.
Yeah. She's definitely... So she is NASA's junior, so she's in middle school. And she is like the primary caretaker of the bathhouse. She is the primary caretaker of the bathhouse that NASA and Tsukasa go to.
Yeah, I would put her as one of the horniest bitches I've ever met in my life. Like, even hornier than Mo. Like, this is the horniest virgin I've ever seen.
Like, she's a 15-year-old that's like, she keeps trying to get Tsukasa and NASA together in like an intimate way.
Like, she doesn't want them to be together, but she literally wants them to have sex, and that's all she cares about.
Basically, yeah.
And like, yeah, I think the perfect moment was when they were like sharing each other's...
I think she's just like a 15-year-old that's curious.
Yeah. Like, my favorite part was when they were like showing each other's profile pics for like their messaging app, and hers was like this super like provocative radish photo. And then they're like, what the hell is this? And she's like, isn't it so funny? And they're like, this sums up your personality perfectly. And I'm like, it does sum up their personality perfectly. Like, guys, you know that radish or carrot fix where it's like, looks like they have a penis or like boobs and stuff and it's super suggestive? That is her. That is literally her in a nutshell. Exactly. And she just kind of creeps around corners whenever NASA starts going into his pervy rants. And she's like, wow, I knew something pervy was going to happen. Why are you sniffing her laundry? And he's like, she's my wife. I can sniff her laundry. And I'm like, I mean, yes, but also that's still fucking weird, bro.
It's like, I still don't go around sniffing laundry of other people. That's a little weird. It's especially a little dirty laundry.
Yeah, it's a little sussy.
It's definitely a little sus.
Yeah. Well, I'll talk about her older sister, Aya. Oh, sorry.
Very annoying, though.
Yeah, she is very fucking annoying.
That's what I'll say.
But I really liked her older sister, Aya. I thought this character was really funny because she was super, like, of airhead. She didn't realize that NASA was married for a while and she has a huge crush on NASA. And, like, literally her sister told her, like, can she not see the literal ring on his finger? And he's like, yeah, I guess she's family now. And literally Aya's like, oh, so Tsukasa's just your sister. I didn't know you had a sister. And she's like, why do you have to introduce her to your parents? That's so weird. And I'm like, Aya, sweet, sweet Aya.
Well, finally somebody says it, that she's married, and all of a sudden it just, like, hits her like a bullet train.
Yeah. And that entire...
She's like, he's married?
That entire scene had me dying. I thought it was the funniest thing. When her mom walks in, and is like, yeah, so, NASA's married. And she's like, oh, look. And like, Aya starts having flashback. And
Literally, yep. Her mom's like, okay, that's enough of flashbacks. Oh, we need to focus on the fact that I just got her heart broken. And I was like, oh my fucking
You want to go to boarding school overseas or cut your hair off? That's fine, but I'm not paying for it.
Yeah. And then he's like, and she's like, my heart was broken. What do you expect me? And she's like, how about you take your husband cheating on you and leaving you for another woman? How do you feel about that? And then, like, her mom just went off. And I was just like, oh my gosh, this is so funny.
Also, the fact that she fell in love with him because he solved a math problem that was really hard.
These women have such low standards. Literally, it's like, it was the hardest problem in class and I fell in love. And I was like, bitch, I don't even remember that. I'm like, I did not fall in love with anybody that did that in high school.
I was sitting over here stress crying because I couldn't solve this problem. What are you talking about? You fell in love with him because he solved a math problem.
Dude, right? I'm like, this is just too much. But I love her personality because she's also, like, super into video games. So she skips class, like, all the time to go play games. And then Tsukasa will be like, wait, aren't you supposed to be in school? And she's like, and she's like, go to school! You just see Ayo running back to school. Which also, why the fuck is Tsukasa not in school? She's literally 16.
Right?
Oh, it's because she's probably immortal. I'm just saying it. You heard it here first, folk.
Yes, Tsukasa.
Woman of mystery.
But then again, she knows everything, so.
Yeah, she's a walking mystery. But anyway, so that's Aya. Do you want to talk about the sister?
Yeah. Chitose.
Yeah, this woman was too much. She's the definition of a tsundere.
Yeah. She's, like, not technically the sister of Tsukasa, but is the sister of Tsukasa.
And secretly like, loves sense. Tsukasa and wants Tsukasa to marry her. And I'm like, oh my god, we got another horny virgin.
She disapproves of the marriage between Tsukasa and Nasa and very much wants to get in between them because she wants to marry Tsukasa.
Yep.
But I always think it's so funny that the way that Tsukasa tries to get rid of Chitose.
Yeah, because like she's so freaking gullible that she just believes everything. Yeah. And she's like, oh, yes, I lived in this playground. It has running water and electricity. And then she just runs off. And she's like, what? And then her maids, I love her maids. The maids cracked me up so much.
Right.
So the maids' names were Aura and Charlotte. And Charlotte's like this biggest airhead and like one of the biggest like teases I've ever met. Because she'll like go up to Aura and she's like, do you want to hold my hand while we sleep?
You mean Aurora?
Aurora. Like the princess. Thanks, Mo. And then, like, Charlotte will be like, do you want to hold my hand while we sleep? And Aurora is like, oh, my God, it's happening. And then she's like, just kidding. And then she falls asleep. And Aurora is like, oh, I do. But never mind. Not anymore. But, yeah. And Chitose is just
lesbian energy.
Yeah, all three of them. All three of them. It's just like a lesbian throuple going on right there.
Yes. Just not with each other.
Fair. But, yeah, so those are, I think, all the characters.
That is all the characters, except for the mom and dad, but we're not going to talk about them.
They were just fucking weird. Think Nasa's personality, but just super weird.
Yeah. I think that the parents were even, like, weirder because I was like, what the fuck? Why are they acting like this around their son's wife?
Yeah. Given, though, can you imagine just, like, what if I just called my mom and be like, hey, mom, I'm married, by the way. I'm going to bring my wife up to you. And she'd be like, what the hell? I was just there yesterday.
But here's the whole thing about it is that, like, if I ever went home with a guy's, like, to meet a guy's family and they acted that way, I'd be like, what the fuck am I getting myself into?
Right? True.
And she was just so chill with it. She's like, hi.
She's like, hello. It's fine. Thank you for taking my son off my hands because we are worried.
Yes. But that, I would say, is all of our characters.
I agree. Do you think there is any character development we should talk about?
I mean, with Slice of Life, you kind of have to have a little bit of character development or it would be super stagnant.
Yeah. I feel like character development was mostly just them kind of learning how to be a married couple and love each other and falling in love with each other.
I mean, it wasn't anything like significant or anything like that. It was just, you know, basically character development that was also, like, ingrained into the story.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
You know.
So.
Because, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that pretty much sums it up. And then for fan fiction, I looked it up, and there is, like, literally nothing. And it's so fuck. And the ones I did find were so fucking boring. They're like, Christmas special. Oh my god, they're so cute together. And I'm like, bitch, did
Beach
we watch this
episode?
Oh my, yeah, literally. And then there was a lot of Harry Potter fan fiction that popped up when I said Over the Moon for You. And I guess there was like a lot of fan fiction has that title in the Harry Potter universe. And so I was like, okay. So
if you guys want to read some. Being a like. Critical part of Harry Potter, but
well, I don't know, dude. It was just like it was pretty much a letdown. I was like, oh, that's fine. It's to be expected.
Yeah.
But anyway, but how about animation. How do you feel about the animation, Mo?
I thought it was kind of okay. I definitely an anime that has same face syndrome.
Oh, 100%.
100%. I was like, if they didn't have different colored hair, I couldn't tell who was who.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. But they did a good job with the different colored hair.
Yes. And then, I mean, like, it was pretty basic to me. There wasn't anything that, like, really stood out, and then there wasn't anything that,
I mean,
was,
it had nice bright colors, and had nice, like,
yeah,
a nice vibe about it, atmosphere. The animation was pretty okay. I do think it was the cute moments were animated very cutely, and I was like, okay, cool. But there was a lot of times like, oh my god, they're being so cute. I'm like, they literally look no different than they do when like 24/7. But okay, sure, they're looking super cute, I guess. But
I feel the exact same way. I mean, it's whatever.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
But yeah, so
it was okay. Like when I. With, like, Slice of Life, I really feel like they have to overcompensate in a way with, like, bright colors.
Yeah.
Because they don't have, like, the action scenes or, like, the fantasy to really kind of, like, bring the volume up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know? And so.
That's a good way to put it. I agree with you. I think that's very much the case. And this one doesn't, it's not, like, I mean, Your Lie in April did a fantastic job with, like, animating stuff. And there would have been opportunities in this show to do that, but they just didn't. It was just very, per the course, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't as theatrical as, like, other Slice of Lives.
And I love, and for Slice of Life, for me to really enjoy it, it needs to be theatrical.
Exactly. But what did you think about music?
I really liked the opening.
Really?
At first it was super weird. And I was like, eh. But then like I loved the way it started super slow and then it got super fast. And I just really liked it.
I got kind of annoyed with it.
Oh no, it was after definitely annoying a while. At first. For me it was super annoying at first but grew on me.
It never grew on me. I was just kinda like, this is very annoying and
I really liked it.
I'm just going to skip intro.
Yeah, that's fair. I really liked it, but that was just me. I also thought the original soundtrack was pretty decent. Like there was definitely some solid melodies that I was like hearing for every time there was like a romantic scene that I was like getting stuck in my head and I was like, oh, this is cute. And the music definitely made up for a lot of the lacking in the show, in my opinion. Like, I made it more 100%. Enjoyable to watch, so.
I agree.
This is, like, one of the few times we said that the original soundtrack actually made a show a little better. Because normally we're like, it's okay. But now we're like, or it's like, oh my god, it was an orgasm on the screen. But, like, this one.
I feel like if they wouldn't have had a better soundtrack, then it kind of just would have been a very, like,
meh
anime. Yeah.
So
you know?
That was, like, enjoyable, like. Yeah, I watched every episode, and I didn't have a hard time finishing every episode. Like, I watched them, but I also would probably never want to watch it again, and I probably would never, like, introduce it to another person. I won't go read the manga or anything like that.
Yeah, like, this is where you end.
Yeah. So, before, like, final thoughts, like, it's a very, like, I would put this as the standard of, like, romance. Like, this is, like, smack dab in the middle of, like, this is what romance should be like. It should be something like this. There's a weird, like, plot hook. And then everything else is very basic. Anything that's above it has, like, super bizarre plot hooks, really interesting characters, or really cool music or animation. Everything below this has no interesting plot hook, no interesting music, no cool animation, basic plot, basic. This is, like, the very middle, I would say. This is where I would start my ranking. So
it sets the standard.
Yeah, exactly.
I get you. I can agree with that.
That's just kind of where I stand. Any other thoughts, Mo?
I mean, like you said, it was kind of like a meh. I found myself like not really getting into it, you know, but kind of just like listening to it in the background, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, like, it's an easy story enough to follow along with that you don't really have to watch it. But it was just kind of like, I was like, eh, I don't know how I feel.
No, I agree. It was definitely a show I watched in the background. I did not want to watch. Like, I did not want to spend the extra time. But yeah, Mo, do you want to shamelessly plug this podcast?
Yes. All right, guys, this is part of the podcast where I shamelessly plug all our social media, so go take a look at it. We are on Instagram, Patreon, TikTok, and YouTube, and we are on those at Bingers Animation, the name of this podcast that you know and love. And we are on Twitter at Anime Bingers. Go check us out.
Please like, comment, subscribe, talk to us. Tell us what you would like to see next, and we'll do that for you. But yeah. But Mo, do you have the wheel pulled up? Would you like to spin that wheel? We can figure out what we're probably going to try to record earlier next week than we normally do. So I have a lot of free time, so I can watch something new. Hopefully we get it. Or were we supposed to? Oh, yes. What is it?
JJK.
Oh, this is going to be a good one. Oh, it's been a while since we've done, like, a mainstream anime.
I know, right?
Well, I guess we literally just did ReZero, didn't we?
Ah.
Yeah.
It's mainstream, but it's not, like, mainstream enough.
Yeah. But, like, oh, this will be fun. I'm excited to review this one.
Yes.
I might actually rewatch the show. My roommates rewatch it all the time, so it's not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
But,
all right.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in this episode of Bingers Anime Edition, and good luck binging out there.
We'll see you next week.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.